You are listening to Fanthatrax.
Because of the following special program, Wonder Woman and the Incredible Hulk will not be presented this evening.
Star Wars news in a single file. This is Making Tracks. Here are your hosts, Mark Newbold and Mark Mulcaster.
That's not true. That's impossible.
You're listening to Making Tracks, and joining me today on this very special episode is the writer and director of the LEGO Star Wars Summer Vacation special, now playing on Disney+. Writer David Shane and director Ken Cunningham. They joined me to discuss the episode, what went into making it, and all sorts of other good stuff. So have a listen. It's myself, David Shane, Ken Cunningham, joining us once again on Making Tracks to discuss the brand new LEGO Star Wars Summer Vacation.
Okay. This is it, everyone. We're here to have some fun!
Shrapin', baby.
No stormtroopers, no TIE fighters, no threat of annihilation.
Dum, bum, bum, dum, ba-dum, bum, ba-dum.
Best vacation ever!
Summer's about to end, and we're all about to go our separate ways.
It's a vacation. Relax.
Hello there.
Who are you?
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
What is in this?
Come on out in the sun now. Come on out.
We are on holiday.
It's not that kind of holiday.
So far.
Abbity rabbity. And don't forget my shoulders.
They really burn.
One never knows how long a moment will last. You must learn to enjoy yourself.
What do you know about vacations?
Go Jabba! Go Jabba!
Go Jabba! Go Jabba!
The trip isn't about the destination. About the journey.
Go, go, go!
Who will be declared rulers of the beach?
Ruler?
Everybody limbo!
Who's next?
Try not to lose a hand. It's kind of a thing in our family.
I'm not saying it.
It's a snack!
Looking forward to chatting about this one because they're always great. They're always fun. This one caught me on the hop. I didn't expect it to be quite so emotional.
That is incredibly sweet of you to say. Thank you. I'm glad you dug it.
Yeah, it was. It's all the fun as always, but there were some really tender moments. So before we get into all the fun and frolics, and apologies for not having a beach background because I can't get the green screen to work. What instigated the thought process to put these quite genuinely touching little moments in, or did it just happen organically?
You know, it does tend to happen organically as you're sort of telling a story, and stories are about characters and their choices they make and how that resonates emotionally. I will confess those moments. I mean, this sounds a little braggy as it's something that I helped make, but like they choke me up too. And I think some of that comes from looking at this story and looking both at the kind of big overarching story with Finn, but also within those stories is like, we were talking when we originally were kicking around this idea of doing a summer vacation special. Some of it, summer vacation is like, there is a finality to summer vacation. And then as a kid, you go back to school or summer camp is over. You know, some of my best friends are still my summer camp friends, but there's that moment when summer camp is over. And I think those can be sort of bittersweet moments, and they are certainly kind of before and after times, and they resonate. So when we found them, they were there as opposed to shoving them aside. We just thought they belong in the story. They belong there organically. Let's bring them in.
What you do now within the realms of LEGO Star Wars, it feels like it's become its own thing that you can, of course, pick from where you want to pick things from. But does it feel like that to both of you? Does it feel like it is now its own almost unique little corner of the Star Wars universe?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean that's one of the nice things about like the term canon adjacent is the one David likes to use a lot, reference to it, and it just frees you up a little bit. It gives you a little bit of permission, I mean, to go places you couldn't go with you know, the mainline stuff. And that's really a lot of fun. And we're all, like, everybody on the team is, you know, a huge Star Wars fan. So it's just great to be able to kind of do that, because it's all going to come from a genuine place of love, right?
And I think, to your point, Mark, and this really is credit to people who did the original video games and the early specials too, there was a voice and a tone that's sort of been set up. And there is something that feels right. You sort of know what a Lego Star Wars moment feels like. And they do get to be their own thing while very much existing and being reverential to the Star Wars universe and using all that material and getting to be their own thing. And, you know, it was sort of exciting, exactly to your point, when we were doing this special, we brought back two characters from Freemaker Adventures, for example. You know, we sort of knew in those stories, we knew particularly in the Obi-Wan story, we wanted a rebel. And we thought, oh, wait, we have Valeria from Freemaker. She could absolutely be in this story. And so we wrote it to her and to bring Whit Cooper back. Like those characters were created in Freemaker Adventures, exist in that universe. And it was sort of nice to have them in this universe again.
Yeah, it's nicely played in the sense that in the past, Star Wars has done humorous stuff with other franchises and IPs, if you like, you know, obviously Family Guy and Robot Chicken and stuff like that. But for 2022, not just 2022, the last few years, I'd say, it does feel like Lego Star Wars has become the best venue to tell these nod, wink, humorous Star Wars stories. That must give you both a lot of satisfaction.
Absolutely. Look, Star Wars and humor, I grew up on Mad Magazine, even going all the way back to the, you know, unofficial parodies and stuff. I love it. And I do think it always comes out of that place of love. We do, as Ken said, we all do love Star Wars. And there is a way to do this kind of lighter side and silly moments that feel right.
Hi, this is Dorian Kinji, and you're listening to Fantha Tracks.
With this particular storyline now, we're in the era of Galactic Star Cruiser. So you had the opportunity to tell a story that takes place on the Halcyon. Ken, for you as a director, how did that feel, having this new platform, this new area to go and explore and tell stories within as a physical space?
Oh, just so much fun, right? And I mean, I guess like really where that like shines for me is, you know, because you always have these, like, you're trying to be professional and do your job and, you know, make it cool and stuff. But there's just always this moment where you just turn into a fanboy, you know, like in the case of this, you know, like we got access to the production design that was being done, you know, which Doug Chang was involved with, you know, so it's always, oh my God, you know, Doug Chang. That's the joy of it for me, is like you get this material and you turn into a little geek for a moment. Like I turned 10 again, because I was 10 years old when the first film came out, and I went to the theater, you know, like 20 times, and you could sit through like multiple showings and you'd all just sit there. That for me is like the brilliance of these projects. And this one in particular, like, because it was sort of being worked on while we were working on it, to know that those two things were sort of going in tandem is really cool.
And to also get to see what Ken's team and the design team, and they were working with the folks in Billund at Lego to see what is the Legoized version of this look like, you know, all the rest of us is Ken's crew is working on it. And then we have our weekly meeting. We're like, whoa, you know, there's just that again, you sort of take off your producer hat and put on your fan hat and just go, wow. it's fun on my end as well.
Okay. This is it, everyone. We're here to have some fun. Come on.
Welcome aboard the Halcyon, the most luxurious star cruiser in the galaxy. I'm Lando Calrissian, newly appointed ambassador of the Chandrila Starline, where your journey is our privilege.
Look, guys, it's Lando. Hey, Lando.
That's a holovid, Finn.
Isn't it great? No stormtroopers, no TIE fighters, no threat of galactic annihilation. It'll be an adventure, a vacation adventure.
It's a nice idea, buddy, but...
Do heroes even take vacations?
Just look at all these activities! Oh, you love your activities, buddy.
I do. I do love activities.
Okay, first we take a private bridge tour, followed by a Holo Sabacc tournament, then a quick bite in the Crown of Corellia dining room. But eat fast, because after that it's a brisk walk around the sun deck.
Oh, it's a vacation. When do we, you know, relax?
I can schedule 5 minutes of relaxing time in between shuffleboard and the engineering room experience.
Engineering room experience?
So when you get the layout for that vehicle, can I assume that, like, down to deck plans and the whole thing, that's designed? You could essentially go anywhere on that ship if you wanted to?
I mean, we just designed the things that we needed in the special. just more out of time than anything else, you know. And then in terms of like a design layout thing, like it doesn't always necessarily, you don't always want to have that stuff worked out in a way that, you know, makes linear sense. You want it, I start to think about screen direction and, you know, like how one scene is going to lead into the other in terms of which way the characters are going. You know, so you kind of want that stuff to make sense too. So like that becomes a thing you're thinking about when you're working on the design. So my art director, Kevin Chai, and I will, you know, sit down early on and I'll kind of talk through the staging stuff. Like, you know, I get David's wonderful script and I start to like do little staging sketches where I want the characters to be. And Kevin and I start to talk about what the physical ramifications of that are. And so you start to think about the things, not just from like, oh, it makes sense to flow this way within a practical space, but how is it going to flow on screen?
For everything in one location, daily news, reviews, interviews, podcasts, video and social media feeds, bookmark FanthaTracks.com for Star Wars news 24/7, 365.
And in the last few years, we've folded in places like Takodana, for example, and then with Galaxy's Edge, we folded in Galaxy's Edge through comics and other storylines, and now we've got the Halcyon. So how soon did you guys know that when you're, and I assume as soon as you finish one production, you're spitballing ideas for the next one. How soon did you know that playing on the Halcyon, if you want to put it that way, was an opportunity for you? How soon did you know that?
Yeah, no, well, Mark, you've got the process right. Like we're spitballing really by the end of the, we're still in production on the second as we roll in the third. So we knew we wanted to do a summer vacation special. We landed on that pretty quickly. And we knew we wanted the gang to be on a vacation together. And I truthfully don't remember, someone from Lucasfilm said, well, we have this. I'm not sure the Halcyon had been announced yet. If it had, it was early. But anyway, they said, we have this cruise ship. And we went, well, that's a perfect vacation. So, you know, we're sort of spitballing, where could they go on vacation? Maybe they go to Hoth. Well, that didn't feel very summery. And so that came, somebody said it very early, like, we have this thing. And we were like, oh, that's great. It was a way to have them go on vacation together, to see them doing some fun stuff together. But also we knew the story was sort of asking to kind of split the team and put them off in their separate ways so we could follow Finn on his journey. And a cruise ship's a really nice setting. It's kind of an easy place to kind of send people off on their way. So once someone suggested it early on, it served the story really well. And we went for it.
This is Steve Bloom, voice of Zebraelios, and you're listening to FanthaTracks. Caravast. May the force be with you.
You've been very fortunate again to have some great guest voice roles in this one. Everybody knows who's in there. How much of a joy is it to work with not only the name people, you know, like Billy Dee or Anthony Daniels or folks like that, but other people who've inhabit roles that other people have played before, but bring their own spin to it? How enjoyable is it just to make that all work as a cocktail?
Yeah, it's just pleasure, right?
Yeah, what's super fun is they all get that they're doing their Legos, that we're going for something that is in the Lego world and that we're doing their spin on it. So even the legacy characters, Billy Dee, Kelly Marie Tran for sure, you know, like would give kind of a, she would do sort of a funny spin on Rose that was a little different, that fits really well in the Lego universe, I'll put it that way. You know, so, or James Arnold Taylor, who's been voicing Obi-Wan through the Clone Wars and all the video games, like, he knows he's doing a slightly funnier Lego version of that. And so it very much honors that character and is that character and then gets to be its own thing. And then we have this incredible guest cast, like that we got Weird Al and that Yvette Nicole Brown and Tom Selleck came back and redid their roles. That Paul F. Tompkins, like, was hilarious. He was so funny. Ashley Birch, like, just, we kind of kept going, oh my gosh, we get these people and they are so game. They get what we're doing and they are so fun and just willing to do kind of anything.
Great Weird Al song, but I've got to say, if Gamorrean Girls doesn't get played at Galaxy's Edge for real, there's something wrong, because that was so good.
Thank you. That was a really fun one to do. And, you know, like the lyrics sort of barely existed. And we said to our composer, Michael Kramer, we want like a summer jam. And he just found this thing and a little bit of trivia. That's his wife as Cy Snoodles. And she was fantastic.
So without giving anything away, because I don't want to know, I love being surprised by these things. You mentioned that you're already spitballing ideas because you've got to, because the process is not a 5-minute job. So are you already in process for working out what comes next? Have you sort of chewing ideas around? And because there's always stuff happening in the Star Wars galaxy, in storylines, in reality, like a physical galactic star cruiser. How soon can you start throwing these all into the pot?
Well, there's nothing planned at the moment. I can say that much. There's nothing planned at the moment. But the fact that you and everybody else seems to respond and really love these, like, keep putting it out in the universe.
You guys need to do wacky races. You've got to do your own version of wacky races. That's what you need to do.
There you go. Well done. I love it. Mark, that's fantastic.
Well, David always has pitched like an Arbor Day special, which I'd love to do. And then I'd like to do a Gonk Troy series.
Oh, yes.
And then, of course, there's Emperor and Vader.
Some Empire Day this turned out to be. We traveled halfway across the galaxy for this. Well, I blame myself, really. You think I'd learn not to put you in charge of anything? Smells like a beach malt calamari out here.
That does it! I did this for you. You think I want to be out in this sun? It's like a swamp in this armor. You were right. Let's go home.
Fine.
Gonna be a long trip.
Especially the way you fly. Gonna
blow up the beach. I think I've always thrown out the idea in meetings. I would love to see that series.
I agree. I'll just to say, I write for StarWars.com and I've just written an article saying why I believe that I would follow the Lego Emperor Palpatine over the real Emperor Palpatine. And I made a very, very convincing argument for why that should be done. So hats off to you. I think that's a great idea.
I'm dying to see that. Is the article up yet?
It's not up yet. It should be up very soon, fingers crossed.
All right, that's fantastic. Yeah, I've mentioned this on a bunch of interviews, but like, all hail Michael Price, who was the writer on the original animated stuff. Like, he found that relationship. There are certain things when you were writing that are just, it's all fun. And then there are things like that. You're just like, this is such a joy. And then you hear these guys get in the booth and just crush it. I'm glad you love it. It is a really fun relationship to see. It's just hilarious.
Well, it's been a joy for us. We've absolutely loved watching it, and fingers crossed, like we say, fingers crossed for more. Keep it coming, and we'll definitely put it out into the galaxy. Make sure people shout loud about it.
Thank you, Mark. That's awesome. Thank you.
Thanks.
Brilliant.
Great to see you.
Thanks for joining us for this very special episode of Making Tracks. If you want to be a part of the action and stay updated on all the latest Star Wars news, visit FanthaTracks.com or check out the free FanthaTracks app through the App Store to follow us on your mobile device. You can reach out to us and send in your listeners' questions by emailing radio@fanthatracks.com, and we mean it, send us any questions and we will discuss everything. Comment, like and share on any of our social media feeds at FanthaTracks, and be sure to subscribe, leave a review, preferably a 5-star one, on Amazon Music, Audible, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify or your podcatcher or smart speaker of choice. And as always, thanks to James Semple for composing the FanthaTracks intro, Adam O'Brien for our Making Tracks opening music, and Mark Daniel and Vanessa Marshall for our voiceovers. Remember, tune in to Good Morning Tatooine. It's live Sunday evenings, 9 o'clock UK, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, on Facebook and YouTube. And check out our FanthaTracks Radio Friday night rotation every Friday night at 7 o'clock UK time for new episodes of The Phantom from Down Under, Planet Layer, Desert Planet Discs, Start Your Engines, Collecting Tracks, Cannon Fodder, and special episodes of Making Tracks. And until next time, this is Mark Newbold, and may the Force be with you.
Coming up next on FanthaTracks Radio, it's another episode of Making Tracks.